We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
One, two, three.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, welcome to the Paul Christ Radio Show, brought to you by The Great Dane Pub and Brewery, 5 Wisconsin locations, 4 in Madison, downtown Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coaches Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Radio Network. Now, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Back on the road for the first time in 50 days, the Badgers on Saturday start what will be a two-game road swing, taking on Illinois, an 11 a.m. kick down in Champaign. And then a week from Saturday, it's on the road again against Ohio State, also an 11 a.m. Central Time kick from Columbus. A lot of folks looking ahead. We're not going to do that right now. Illinois is first up. It's a series, Mike, that the Badgers have controlled. Illinois has had some moments, but you got to go back to when Ron Zook was the head coach. But it's a team that last week, they get down 28-0 to Michigan, and all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, it's a three-point game. So they got some turnovers. They're really good at forcing them. So call it a trap game, whatever. Illinois seems like it's good enough, if you let them, to give you a little trouble.
I don't know if you'd agree with me or not, but I just see Illinois as a dangerous opponent, and I think we both have seen that over the years, too. When a heavily favored Wisconsin team has been matched against Illinois, you always sense danger, especially when you played them on the road in that stadium, which I've never found to be very intimate, even with all the renovations and remodeling. True. And not so long ago, as you kind of mentioned, they had some really quality teams. Yeah. And there were some very competitive games. You can all go all the way back to when Barry Alvarez was coaching against Lou Tepper. Yep. And the intensity then was off the charts. But back to the main premise or point, I don't think you take anything for granted anymore in college athletics. I mean, who would have guessed South Carolina, South Carolina, which has struggled to establish an identity, would knock off Georgia?
In Athens.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I guess that's my point.
Yeah, you don't know. And I think this team, Mike, has been really good, and they've talked about it. It's a nameless, faceless opponent. And it's not meant to be derogatory over who they're playing. It's just how these guys are respecting the game and winning in such convincing fashion. Still, they have yet to trail. That just speaks to what their whole theme has been, the whole no switch, and no matter who the opponent is, just go play.
They did a lot of things during the offseason, starting in winter conditioning, to kind of really change the mindset coming off what was a disappointing season for everyone last year with those high expectations and just not living up to them. And so many things that were negative about that team, they wanted to erase immediately as soon as they regathered after the bowl game. I think they've done a heck of a job doing so, and it started with Ross Calangi in that weight room too. Programming this team a little bit differently as far as what will cost you an opportunity to win a game. Last year was a lot of penalties that kept that team off track. So from stage one, that first phase, winter conditioning, they carried it through spring ball and summer conditioning and during training camp. They've been so well grounded on what it takes to be successful with this group of players, and that's we're seeing the fruits of their commitment, don't you think?
Absolutely, yeah. A talented group, a group that has a lot of guys who run well, and they've been fundamentally sound. The turnover margin has been terrific for this team, and the penalties have been kept to a minimum. We'll hear from head coach Paul Chryst a bit later in our show tonight. We'll hear from center Tyler Biadasz. All that coming up. The head coach is next. This is the Paul Chryst Show from Learfield IMG College.
Badgers head coach Paul Chryst knows that being part of a winning team comes down to three things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimmerich Buick GMC part of my game plan.
More Buick GMC buyers choose Zimmerich Buick GMC than any other dealer in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Meet our winning team at Zimmerich Buick GMC East and West.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Why is U.S. Cellular's new unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines. Because our award-winning network just got even faster. Because we have no hidden fees. Because, I'd go on, but you get the idea. A new unlimited data plan from U.S. Cellular is just $30 a month per line with four lines. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Data may be temporarily slower than other traffic in times of congestion. Video streams at up to 480p DVD quality. Credit approval and auto pay paperless billing required.
Matt LePay here for Steinhoffels. For 85 years, Steinhoffels has been a trusted Wisconsin family-owned business with a tradition of quality, excellence, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. From October 25th through October 27th, a portion of Steinhoffels sales will go to Badgers Give Back in Wisconsin Athletics. Plus, you'll get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room with any $999 purchase at all Madison area stores. So stop into Steinhoffels to get great deals and support your Wisconsin Badgers.
Check out the late night eats at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company. From our Great Dane All-American Burger, nachos and cheese curds to class comfort food like our Wisconsin-style mac and cheese, the Great Dane will satisfy your late night appetite. Enjoy fast and attentive service, world-famous specialty beers, and delicious late night dining at all of our four Madison area Great Dane locations. Our late night menu is available starting at 10 p.m. weekdays and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Stop in tonight. For more information and menu availability, please visit greatdanepub.com.
Badger fans, this football season, remember to visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant. Enter for your chance to win a Badger VIP experience. Four lucky families will be selected to receive the ultimate game day experience and compete for cash on the field at halftime. This is the Paul Chryst Show as the Badgers get ready to take on Illinois. We'll get into the Illini in a few minutes, but first off, the win last week against Michigan State, win number 6. Therefore, the Badgers once again bowl eligible, which has been an annual thing going back to 2002, 18 consecutive years. We were talking a little while ago about this. That was when you were back as a tight ends coach, that 02 season where a win against Minnesota was needed to get to bowl eligibility. Anthony Davis and Brooks Bollinger and others, but those two guys, they carried a fairly heavy load that day, I think, right?
They really did, and I still can see Al Johnson pulling around. You know, it was one of those it was a fun game and a big game, and, you know, for me personally, that was my first year at Wisconsin and had been in really in the CFL and the NFL and a couple years in college, but this was my first opportunity to be able to get to a bowl. And I remember Coach Alvarez kind of made the statement in the staff meeting. He looks, if we win, we'll be in San Antonio. I told that to Robin, and Robin, she sent me right back to work. She says, oh, we got chances. We lived in San Antonio for a couple of years. But it's, you know, bowl games are special. And I know there's a lot of conversation now about, you know, do we have too many? But for the players and earning the right to play in those, it's a big deal. And just because, you know, we've been fortunate, a lot of really good teams and good players and good coaches, a lot have gone into, you know, each year to get in a bowl, and just because you've done it years previous, there's no guarantee that this year's team's going to do it. So anytime that a team achieves something, and I look at it as, you know, they've earned the right to play another game. And when you are with a team that you like, that's a huge bonus. That's a great opportunity. And we've talked, and we'll probably talk about it during bowl time. You know, it is a good opportunity for your younger players to just keep playing more football and to get better. But to do it at this point in the season, you appreciate that. And it's you know, let's face it, that's always one of those goals that you want to accomplish. And so there's a lot more that we want to accomplish. And starts with, you know, winning this weekend. But it's it is something that you appreciate, all the work that goes into it, and never take it for granted.
And we'll get into current events, if you can indulge me here on the memory lane thing again, because you mentioned how much it means. You know, people, there are some who talk about it, there are too many bowl games or whatever. But I was actually, a couple months ago, ESPN Classic was showing that Alamo bowl game with Colorado, and it answered any question that a skeptic might have of what these bowl games mean, because there were guys playing hurt. There was the emotion. There was a key drop pass. Teammates picking him up. Two big fourth down conversions. Bollinger, I think one to Darren Charles, one to Brandon Williams. That was a heck of a game, right? And it meant a lot to both sides with Brian Calhoun, a running back at the time with Colorado.
It did. It had a great energy. I remember that. You know, the energy in the Alamo Dome was real, and it was a. You couldn't tell who this was, what teams were ranked, or what. It was an important game for everyone, and guys went out and they put it out there, like you're saying, and it was fun. And I think young Jonathan Orr, you know, had a big play, but I think he also had the drop, and you know, all those experiences are good. And then, you know, I was lucky enough to then come back and be with Jonathan, and you talked about Brandon, you know, their senior year, and that's, you know, they went to, and won the Capital One Bowl, but those are great experiences, and you don't take it for granted. You know, it doesn't matter what the outside hype is and all that. You know what? These kids love the game, and they go and play. And that game was a great example of it, I think.
Yeah, it really was. And actually, even closer to current events, the Pinstripe Bowl last year, you found out how much it meant to the Badger players to be there and took it seriously. I think that was maybe on the outside looking in. Didn't know, you know, because it was a cold weather bowl, but it meant a lot.
Right. It did mean a lot. And, you know, I'll always be grateful for that team and how they approached it. And I think that, you know, they've got a good balance of, you know, we've got an experience and let's maximize that experience. And, you know, from so many of our players never been to New York City, and I don't know how many will go back again, you know, and yet to enjoy the kind of the bowl experience, but also understanding, if you talk to people, the best part of that trip will still be the game, you know, and not that it was cool that it was played in Yankee Stadium, but it's, they remember and appreciate what everyone did. And how they went about and put themselves out there to get that, to play as best we could and get a team victory. It's every bowl is a big deal.
Yeah, that's the old Barry Alvarez line. Bowls are good. All bowls are good. So that was then. We'll get into current events as the Badgers get ready to take on the Illinois Fighting Illini, easy for me to say, an 11 o'clock kick down in Champaign. The Paul Chris Radio Show, brought to you all season long by the good folks at the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, your number one happy hour and dining destination. It's the official Coach's Show radio sponsor along the Badger Network. Stay with us. More to come as we continue in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your Badgerland Chevy dealers, proud sponsors of Badger football. When it's game time in Madison, the go-to truck is none other than the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever. From horsepower, to towing, to torque, it tackles the toughest jobs with aggressive capability. The all-new Silverado, it's talent you can depend on. See your local Badgerland Chevy dealer today and visit BadgerlandChevy.com.
If you're looking to upgrade your home, call the number one ranked remodeler in Wisconsin. That's Mad City Windows. 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. That's 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. I made that call and had all the windows in my house replaced thanks to Mad City Windows. I saved money on my heating and cooling costs. The windows looked great, and it was an overall outstanding experience. Mad City Windows earned the 2018 Angie's List Super Service Award and our proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Upgrade your home by calling 1-888-3-MAD-CITY or go to madcitywindows.com to see monthly specials.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Why is U.S. Cellular's new unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with four lines. Because our award-winning network just got even faster. Because we have no hidden fees. Because, I'd go on, but you get the idea. A new unlimited data plan from U.S. Cellular is just $30 a month per line with four lines. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Data may be temporarily slower than other traffic in times of congestion. Video streams at up to 480p DVD quality. Credit approval and auto-pay paperless billing required.
If you're at Camp Randall Stadium or you're just having friends over for the game, when you combine Johnsonville sausage with UW football, you've just entered Badgerville. Badgerville, home of Jump Around, the fifth quarter, and juicy Johnsonville sausage, where the big red machine grinds out yet another victory. Ah, Badgerville, home of full, flavorful brats and authentic Italian sausage. Home of Johnsonville. Since 1945, they've been making the great-tasting sausage that powers the big red machine on game day. Welcome to Badgerville.
There are two types of people, doers and everyone else. They're the hardworking people who roll up their sleeves and get it done. The builders, the fixers, the creators. From large machine operators to small business owners and all the others who do the work that matters, Fabic Cat is here to help you along the way. As your Caterpillar dealer for industry-leading equipment, service, and support, we strive to help our customers build a better world. Together, let's do the work. Learn more at FabicCat.com. Fabic Cat, proud to support Badgerland.
Coach's Show brought to you by the Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, celebrating 25 years as Madison's best friend as we continue with the Paul Chris Show, the Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini. Every year the topic comes up, so here it is again, new year. But your relationship with Lovie Smith, he was an assistant here, was 1 year under Don Morton back in 1987. But someone I think you've always had, you like him personally, you respect him professionally. What is it that maybe you've taken away from observing him the year you were around him? He was a linebacker coach, right? So you opposite sides of the ball, but you do have a lot of respect for this guy. I
do have a ton of respect for him. And you know, it was interesting because, and it wasn't just me, but and I don't know when we were in college that we would have, any of us would have been able to explain it, but you just, there was something that drew you to him and you just appreciated the way he went about it, handled himself, treated the players. And yet you knew he was, he knew what he was talking about. He was a really good coach. And then you kind of followed him through his career, and it really wasn't until later on that I started kind of getting in contact with him. You know, I got to the NFL, and so I'd see him, and you'd start talking, and then, you know, kind of stayed in touch a little bit throughout it all. And just I respected and appreciated how he went about all the things that he did. And then when you talk to whether it's players that had played for him or other coaches that had coached with him, you know, who he was as a person, never compromised. And yet, you know, certainly had as big a jobs as anyone would have, but kind of stayed true to that. And so you always appreciate that. And like I said, a lot of it comes from, you know, certainly my conversations or interactions with him, but it was really as much from other people. And you just, it was one of those things, you know, that's the way to go about it. It's a great example. I think he was a great example to us when he was a young coach. And I think, you know, as you kept seeing him go through things, you appreciated that, you know what, you can handle it and you can be on the biggest of stages and you can be, you know, quote unquote, as successful as whatever people want to judge it. But who he was and how he went about it, I've always admired.
one of the things that we've talked about during the week with Lovie Smith teams is the ability to knock the ball out. And they don't have Peanut Tillman with the Illini, but they have guys who do a pretty good impersonation, apparently. Every team works on that, I guess. But it's just, I mean, as you would say, it doesn't just happen. They just have guys who know how to go get the football, apparently.
And that's what's impressive. And that's, you know, I think that's an example of when probably say it too much without explaining it, but okay, that's a well-coached team. Because you are right. Every team is going to talk about it in spring ball. They're going to talk about it in fall camp. They're going to talk about it. And yet those teams or those players that actually do it, and you know, you can do it once, some, but to do it repeatedly and to see a number of different players doing it, it is impressive. And it's been a big factor in their games, you know, and it's going to be a big one in our game, and we've got to do a great job of securing it. And you know, that's one of those things too, that if you're just going to start working on it this week, you're in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. It's got to become a habit. And are there some areas where, you know, do we have some guys that can do a better job? Yeah, but we, you know, we just got to keep going and working on it, because they will attack the ball, whatever ball carrier has it, whether it's a running back or receiver. They're going to attack it, and they've shown to be successful at getting it out.
And on the offensive side of the ball, certainly weapons. We get spoiled here as observers or fans. Not every running back rushes for 5,000 yards in 2.5 years. Reggie Corbin has gone, yeah, he's a good, solid running back, and he's not the only one. They have other guys in their rotation, but this dude was a rugby player in high school. There's a toughness to him that makes him hard to deal with.
Right? You're right. There is one, absolutely right. He is a very talented and good and productive back. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, he's just talented. Like, he's done it, and he's done it versus every team, and he's done it a number of different ways. And then you do see the toughness. You do see kind of that compete level in him. He is a really good football player, and they do a good job of kind of a lot of different run schemes and going to spread you out. And that will be a huge part of the game, is can you contain him? Can you, you know, anytime you can stop the run, make a team one-dimensional, but he makes it really hard, and they do enough things off of it that, you know, if you start cheating it to a good player, then you're going to be in trouble. And that's why, you know, we're going to have to be really sound on it, but a ton of respect for him. I was impressed with him when we played him before, and you watch him this year, and it's like any good player, seems like he's getting better.
All right, we will take a break. Back with our remaining minutes with head coach Paul Chris. A little bit later, we'll hear from center Tyler Biadasz as well. Great Dane Pub and Brewing Company, sponsor of the Coaches Show. It's your destination for game day gatherings, your official Coaches Show sponsor on the Badger Network. More to come as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Badgers and Illinois coming up on Saturday down in Champaign. Coverage starts at 9 a.m. and the kickoff set for 11 o'clock. Same story next week, by the way, as well, as the Badgers on the road. In 50 days, the long home stand is over, and they're ready to hit the road and do so, again, Paul, with a team defense. You could look at all the statistics, and they're great. It's been phenomenal through the first half of the regular season. And as we've mentioned, so many different guys playing a part. It was interesting late in the game where I get a couple of the first-teamers put themselves back in, but there was a huge pride in getting the shutout, which is obvious, but having your teammates play well and taking a lot of joy when they do play well, right?
There's no doubt about that, and I think that's one of what you appreciate from this group is it doesn't matter who is in. You know, I think that there is excitement to see them play, and you know, it also has been fun, and you talked about it, and I think it's spot on, is that there are so many different players that are impacting these games and impacting them in a big way. And I think, you know, you've heard us talk about it, and you probably use it too, you know, team wins. But that's part of it, you know. A lot of different guys, we talk about, okay, we've been disruptive and pressuring the quarterback. A lot of guys have kind of had their name called doing that. And what's also fun is that, you know, whoever is making that play, there's a lot of work that's going on right in front of them. Maybe that's drawing two that frees someone else up. You know, we've had a couple games where we've been fortunate where our backers have been able to go in and there's the same amount of juice on the field and there's the same amount of juice on the sidelines. And it's truly, you know, watching guys compete and play and knowing that, you know what, kind of supporting them. But also, you know, with that support, there's a responsibility. All right, you're out there. You gotta ball out. And so I've loved, you know, the team defensively. We're doing that. I think the same would be said offensively and special teams. And it's that part's been fun. We got to keep building on that, right? Yeah. You haven't arrived yet. We haven't arrived yet as a team. But, you know, as a starting point, I like that part of this team.
In a couple of minutes, folks will hear from Tyler Biadasz, and I asked him about it. It's interesting how things are working this year with the offensive line. You've got a rotation, you know, multiple guards, multiple tackles, different ways to do it. But it seems like it's still clicked. I asked Tyler, we get to hear his response in a few minutes, but I can't imagine that's as easy as it appears, and yet so far so good.
I think you're spot on that one. And you know, you talk about it and defensively, you know, we were talking about it earlier, you know, a lot of guys playing, a lot of guys doing it. And probably you say offensively, the quarterback position and the O-line probably have the least amount of rotation or guys playing. And yet, you know, really he's been, I think Joe's done a nice job, Rudolph, our offensive line coach, offensive coordinator. He's really been doing that the last few years where a lot of guys know they're going to be playing and there's a rotational basis to it. And, you know, not just, you know, who's going, but, you know, whether guard's playing left guard and he's playing right guard. And we've had, you know, different linemen play different positions. And I think that group knows that it's going to have to take all of them. But with that being said, you do have to work together and you have to work in concert. And there are, you know, unlike any other position group, I think, you know, the number of combinations and the communication, you know, just to say you want to do it's one thing, but to make it work and to be effective with it, that says a lot about what that group is doing, how Joe's been organizing, but really how the player's been handling it. And you know what helps? Tyler. Tyler is a great leader in that room, and he's a great blend of personality. He's calm, but he can also get after him. I think he makes that work, and a lot of credit goes to him, I think.
He's a tough dude, isn't he? Smart, and which of course, right? He's a center. He's an offensive lineman. Well, this guy, he's kind of all of the above. Tough, smart, the whole deal, athletic.
He is, and as much as any player on this team, he cares about this team, and not just about the offensive line. Like, he truly cares. It's been fun for me to see that. I think that's always been part of who he was and is. But to see him do that and now even take another step in kind of a leadership role, not just for the offensive line, but for the team. And I think it's truly driven by he cares so much about his teammates and this team that he will do anything. But then when you put him in that offensive line room, played a lot of football. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't lost, I think, the zeal and the energy and the excitement of it, and truly can kind of hold them to another level of accountability. You know, a coach can do so much, and Joe does a great job. But when it also comes from, you know, your leader in that group, that's a loud message that needs to be heard. And the guys are hearing it, and it's been fun to see.
Yeah, he's a good dude. You're going to hear from him in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact, as the Badgers getting ready for a trip down to Champaign to take on Illinois. More to come as we continue on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS Hisoy, you're actually buying seat from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or Hisoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and Hisoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Your friends, Camp Randall, grilling, crisp fall air, the sound of the marching band. Does it get any better? Turns out it does. Fill your grill with our new perfectly peppered and spiced just right jalapeno white cheddar natural casing uncured wieners. Your tailgates will never be the same. Want in on the action? Enter to win a 4-pack of tickets and a hotel stay for the Wisconsin-Iowa game on November 9th. Visit facebook.com/Shermake for more information. Shermake, sure makes the difference.
Hi, this is Pat Richter. Oak Park Place offers a community centered around you. Whether choosing between assisted living or memory care or staying short-term for rehabilitation services after a hospital stay, you will find independence when you want it and assistance when you need it in a variety of lifestyle accommodations that are tailored to meet your needs. Oak Park Place, with locations on Madison's East Side, the Nakoma neighborhood, Janesville, also a location in Baraboo with independent living. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more.
Official. It's what you call someone who makes the rules. Something that's the real deal. Take Ford F-150. It's what official officially means when it comes to trucks. Powerful. Versatile. Capable. Yup, there's nothing unofficial about it. That's the built Ford Tough F-150. And that's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling truck 42 years straight. Make one officially yours at your local Ford dealer. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If you're looking to upgrade your home, call the number one ranked remodeler in Wisconsin. That's Mad City Windows. 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. That's 1-888-3-MAD-CITY. I made that call and had all the windows in my house replaced thanks to Mad City Windows. I saved money on my heating and cooling costs. The windows looked great, and it was an overall outstanding experience. Mad City Windows earned the 2018 Angie's List Super Service Award and our proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Upgrade your home by calling 1-888-3-MAD-CITY or go to madcitywindows.com to see monthly specials.
Public school educators are teaming up to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin students. I'm Ann Harswick, a kindergarten teacher at Doty Elementary in Green Bay. Join the Badgers and the Wisconsin Education Association Council in thanking educators by nominating a dedicated school professional in your community for an Outstanding Educator Award. Go to weac.org to nominate a public school teacher or support professional. WEAC. We teach, we inspire.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show as we focus on our player interview of the week. And today we will have a conversation with redshirt junior center Tyler Biotish out of Amherst, Wisconsin. 33 starts under his belt now, and he is the anchor of an offensive line that has paved the way for Doak Walker Award winner Jonathan Taylor and all the other backs, tailbacks and fullbacks in the Wisconsin rotation. Wisconsin second in the league in rushing at 249 yards per game. That ranks 11th nationally. And in points per game, what matters most? 42.5 points per game. Third in the conference, 8th in all of FBS. Of course, there have been 4 defensive touchdowns and a safety, but this offense has been humming along. In the first 5 games of the season, it scored on the first possession. Last week against Michigan State, it didn't score on the first, but it did score on the second, and it kept scoring en route to that 38-0 shutout of the Spartans. The Badgers have been hitting 52% of the time on third down, and so far batting 1,000 in fourth down opportunities, 8 for 8. It's a team that's showing some pretty good balance. Jack Cohn was good throwing the ball last week against Michigan State. The Spartans loaded up against Jonathan Taylor. Not a bad idea in theory. They held JT 23 to 80 yards rushing, where he was still dangerous catching the ball out of the backfield. They tested Jack Cohn, and he passed that test with flying colors. And someone who, as you will hear from Tyler Biotish, has earned a lot of respect and did so certainly last year with his work either coming off the bench or starting games and giving up what was thought to be a redshirt season, but in game 5 for him in the Pinstripe Bowl, that burned the redshirt opportunity. But certainly someone his teammates have really grown to like and respect, to the point where the offensive linemen like to sport Jackie Heisman shirts. And we asked Tyler Biotish about that. How did he react to all the Jackie Heisman shirts first time he saw
it? I don't really know. I didn't get a chance to talk to him about it yet. He probably just brushed his shoulder about it or something, but he's funny. You know, we got a good group of guys, and we're just here to support him, and he had a great game, and we're supporting our QB. I mean, he's been battling, and he's been producing a lot of yards, and you know, it's not easy back there, and you know, especially when they play cover and like the big third down plays, like that's tough to read all your keys and then drop it down and get the first down. That's tough, you know. So I think he's done a heck of a job, and we're here to support him.
I got the impression, Tyler, that he earned a lot of respect last year. That was tough circumstances.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He played through it, played the 5th game. That, I would think, got him a lot of respect across
the line. Oh, yeah. I talked to him about that, too, during it, and just the way that whole thing went, and you know that can really stress you out and give you some, you know, bad anxiety about this or that. And but he's committed to this football team, and you know that's what, you know, a true like Badger football player is about. And you know he's done a great job, and he's fought through a lot of adversity, especially with last year's effects. But I think this year he really came out, and you know his personality is shown every single day. He loves this game, he loves his team, and you know he shows it, and he always gives credit back. And you can never be wrong. You know, this is 11 guys on the field team, and you know all three phases, especially in defense and offense, has to win a game. So I think he does a great job of expressing that, and you know that's what we are. You know, we're a special team, and you know Jack's a big part of it.
You guys up front, the offensive line, there are different ways to do this. Sometimes same five tackle to tackle. Yeah. You guys are doing it with the rotation. You could have right, left, could be different who you're lining up with. Is that, tell us, give us a little insider of your world, how that, your responsibilities. It seems like it's been pretty smooth. I can't imagine it's as easy as it looks, though.
You know, I think we do a great job of expecting the rotation. I think Rudy does a great job of kind of showing you the glimpse of what's going to happen on Saturday, and the glimpse of the kind of how the game plan goes. And Coach Kish does a good job of that, too. But I think rotating in, there is no drop of a who's in and who's not in. I think we do a good job in practice of just feeling out each player, because everyone's a little different. And, but that's the beauty of it, like to gel like that in and out of practice on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Even if there's no pads on, you can still get those fits and get the feel of everything. And you know, you always want to replicate who's in and who's out, and if you really sound like everything's the same. And I think we do a good job of that.
You guys have had this great time of possession number. I know the head coach has said that's not necessarily a goal week in and week out. You're out there a lot of plays, yeah, too. But the, you know, the theory is that it just wears out a defense. I mean, you guys have to be in great shape, but yeah, do you get that sense that, you know, the defense is like, oh, here we go again, first and 10 one more time?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the putting the pressure on the defense is one thing, but just getting in that groove of, you know, you kind of get an expectation of how the plays are going to be called, like during practice, and you kind of know where things might go, you know, after like play 10 of a drive, and where you can, you know, just keep on gelling as the drive goes, like not slow down. And the play calling has been really huge and really critical, and I think we've done a great job of calling plays. Our coach has done a great job of that, and even when there may be a like incomplete pass on 2nd and 8 and it turns into 3rd and 8, like we do a great job of protecting it up and having Jack work, you know, and that's his, and he loves his job, and you know we love having him going through and balls to Q and AJ and KP and Danny. They did a heck of a job last game, and so you know we're always going to put us in the best position possible, and I know they're doing that too for us. So.
And when you get the green light on 4th down, which has obviously worked pretty well here so far, that's got to be like, you know that they've got the trust in you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And you know that, and you feel that, and even you feel it, like if you say complete pass on 3rd and 5, like you're kind of expecting, you know, you're going to still get this first down. And, you know, our coach has done a great job of just trusting us. And that's been a huge factor. And, you know, we just trust ourselves in general. And, you know, that confidence to keep us out there is really huge.
Comments from Badger center Tyler Biadasz as Wisconsin gets ready to take on Illinois. Stay with us. Coming up next, Mike Lucas rejoins us as we take a look around the Big Ten. It's coming up on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Badgers head coach Paul Chryst knows that being part of a winning team comes down to 3 things: integrity, excellence, and trust.
That's what I look for in my team. That's why I make Zimbrick Buick GMC part of my game plan.
More Buick GMC buyers choose Zimbrick Buick GMC than any other dealer in the entire state of Wisconsin.
Meet our winning team at Zimbrick Buick GMC East and West.
Why is U.S. Cellular's new unlimited data plan so fair? Because it's just $30 a month per line with 4 lines. Because our award-winning network just got even faster. Because we have no hidden fees. Because, I'd go on, but you get the idea. A new unlimited data plan from U.S. Cellular is just $30 a month per line with 4 lines. U.S. Cellular. Choose fair.
Data may be temporarily slower than other traffic in times of congestion. Video streams at up to 480p DVD quality. Credit approval and auto-pay paperless billing required.
Say there was a place, the perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. The squeaky hinges and burned out bulbs.
The toilets that run and faucets that don't. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be just the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Matt LePay here for Steinhoffels. For 85 years, Steinhoffels has been a trusted Wisconsin family-owned business with a tradition of quality, excellence, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. From October 25th through October 27th, a portion of Steinhoffels sales will go to Badgers Give Back in Wisconsin Athletics. Plus, you'll get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room with any $999 purchase at all Madison area stores. So stop into Steinhoffels to get great deals and support your Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and Designated Driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is one of the nation's largest, safest, and most successful trucking companies. For nearly 60 years, Rail has been delivering confidence and satisfaction to our customers and outstanding professional career opportunities ranging from office to maintenance to driving and training. As a Wisconsin-based company, we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Learn more about our transportation solutions and careers at railtransport.com.
We continue with the Paul Chris Show. Mike Lucas rejoins us. We look around the league and clearly a couple of games that I think we'll be tracking one Friday night. That'll be our excitement in Champaign, probably watching Northwestern at home against Ohio State as the Buckeyes had a bye last week. Northwestern hasn't had that turnaround yet. We've talked a lot, Mike. They've had these notoriously slow starts, and they just haven't been able to flip it. They sit 1-4 right now. Can they give them a game? Defensively, it'll be maybe a chance for Northwestern to show everybody how good the defense can be against an electric offense.
I know where I messed up in looking at Northwestern prior to the start of the season. I don't know if anyone else would admit as much, but I thought that the drop-off from a Clayton Thorson to the next guy would not be as great as it has been. But it has been. It really has been. Thorson did so many things for that team over the years, and I think he was a natural-born leader as well. I'm not saying that Hunter Johnson won't be that guy, but he isn't right now. And so they can't score. When you can't score, no matter how you play defense, it's got to be demoralizing. And they play good enough defense to be competitive with anyone. We saw it right here at Camp Randall Stadium. I think they could do some things against Ohio State that will frustrate them early. But if they can't get on the scoreboard, it'll just be a matter of time and the Buckeyes will roll.
Yeah, you know, we saw that here last week. Michigan State has a good defense, but when the offense has a lot of three and outs or turns it over eventually, and especially against an offense like Wisconsin's with the offensive line being what it is, it's going to wear you out, and that was exactly what happened. Yeah, we'll obviously get into the Buckeyes much more next week, but I think the difference in the challenge when you face that kind of an offense, J.K. Dobbins is very good. They're offensive line, even with four new starters, much improved, but you've got a quarterback who can throw it and run it in Justin Fields, so that's the challenge.
He has been better than anticipated as well, but then he does have a lot of people around him. You mentioned the tailback and the receiving core. I thought they'd take some hits there through graduation losses, people who moved on, but the speed is still on the field and they put you in really tough positions, speed and space. I mean, we go back to how they just trounced Michigan last year, and everybody thought that Michigan was recruiting on the same level with Ohio State and Urban Meyer. They thought Harbaugh, all his ranked classes. No, big difference, didn't you think?
Yeah, no, it's immense, or it certainly seems to be. Let's just say sizable anyway,
yeah.
The talent gap. You mentioned Michigan. I think that's going to be this is one of those narrative fork in the road games, right? They've got Penn State. They're going to Penn State. There'll be a wideout. Big deal there if Michigan can find a way. But all of a sudden, they're in the race. If they can't find a way, then all those criticisms will be voiced and just be voiced. They'll be shouted as opposed to discussed.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you ready to believe in Michigan being Michigan again?
No.
I'm not either. And maybe we'll be both proven wrong. Okay, right. That's very possible. But we saw a totally different Michigan team in Camp Randall. The Wolverines that beat Iowa, that was impressive, yeah, but I'm not ready to say that they're back to the level everyone thought they were in the preseason, where they were saying Michigan has a chance to get to the Final Four. Maybe it'll play out that way. I don't happen to think so, and in the team that has surprised me is Penn State, because of their losses, especially at the quarterback position. I didn't know Sean Clifford was this good. Yeah. Did anyone?
No, I don't think anybody outside of their locker room would have thought that. The thing about Michigan, too, Mike, is that in games, they create their own issues, and they allowed Illinois to get back in the game because they've had this problem for the first play from scrimmage this season of putting the ball on the ground. I mean, no matter what you're trying to do offensively, you can't protect the ball. You're asking for trouble, and it almost bit him again last week.
Yeah, and when you're starting to play big boy football, those mistakes are magnified, and then you can't overcome them as easily, and then you wonder mentally where Michigan is too. When they do make those types of mistakes, are they good enough? Is their personnel good enough to just say, no matter, we're going to still win the game? Yeah. They've got to prove that to a lot of people.
Well, one thing about the Badgers right now that they proved, at least in last week's game against a good defense, where Michigan State did a very good job of containing Jonathan Taylor, an 80-yard day for him, so the 100-yard game streak came to an end. So what they did made sense. They wanted to see if Jackie Heisman, as these guys call him, Jack Cohn, could make some throws. And he made almost every throw last week. That was encouraging.
It really was to see them get the ball on the perimeter of the defense instead of just trying to bang away between the tackles with Jonathan Taylor. They started using some of their other resources, and Cohn was terrific. By the way, I don't think he likes that T-shirt that they came up with, Jackie Heisman. I think he's done everything possible to say enough is enough, right?
I asked him earlier in the week. I said, they're kind of wearing you out with this, right? He kind of rolled his eyes, but I was asking Biotish about it. What was his reaction? I said, I don't know. He probably just shrugged it off. But it's a sign of respect, though, right? I mean, Biotish talks about that. You heard it a little while ago, that because of everything that unfolded last year, and then he had to play. He played the fifth game. That cost him a red shirt, but he did it. He wanted to do it, and that'll win you a lot of points with the teammates.
Oh, absolutely. And look, he was really impressive against Michigan State.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the type of guy that if you put a lot of pressure on him, he'll rattle. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Maybe at Ohio State, we'll find out. He hasn't shown that yet. Last year, yes, but that was because it was the first time for him in so many different venues against a higher level of competition. But his poise is no doubt won him over with the O-line, and just the way he conducts his business and handles himself. And they consider him to be one of them. And when that happens, then you got something good.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And I think they're smart enough to know you got a lot of weapons, all the 88 different receivers, including Jonathan Taylor, of course. But you have all those weapons. Maybe you're going to have most weeks where there isn't one guy who gets 8 catches, but you're going to get multiple guys who have 3 or 4, and we saw that. That's tough to defend.
And we were talking about it in our pregame with Mark Tauscher about using the tight end more effectively against certain defenses and matchups. And as it turned out, Michigan State was that defense, and Jake Ferguson came up with some big plays. And I just think he's going to be such an asset going down this stretch in the later stages of this season, and maybe even at Ohio State.
Yeah, one thing to keep in mind with this game, Illinois, while it has struggled, period, it has certainly had its struggles defensively, it does have a way of knocking the ball out. It has recovered 10 fumbles this season. Jake Hansen, their linebacker, has forced 5 alone, and he's recovered 3. So recipe for trouble, for a potential upset, there's one of them.
You have to be conscious of it. I'm glad you brought that up. Because ever since Lovie got back to Champaign, Lovie Smith, it's that Peanut Tillman
right.
mindset, isn't it? The theory about what you have to do to cause something to happen on the field, on the takeaway being the number one priority. And Peanut Tillman was as good as anybody punching the ball. And so they've kind of trained and programmed their players to follow his lead.
Yeah, see if the Badgers can continue to protect the football turnover margin, a very favorable one to say the least here for the Badgers. Our coverage on Saturday starts at 9 a.m. Kickoff from Champaign, 11 o'clock. Central time for the Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini. Back to close it off in a couple of minutes. This is the Paul Christ Show from Learfield IMG College.
MakeBoucher.com your car shopping destination. Boucher.com allows you to search for your next vehicle however you choose. Search by make, model, body, style, price, color, engine type, or more. At Boucher.com, you'll find a selection of more than 8,000 vehicles waiting for you. More than any other dealership group in the entire state of Wisconsin. And if shopping online just isn't for you, swing by your nearest Boucher location. They'd love to have you. Visit Boucher.com today.
If you're at Camp Randall Stadium or you're just having friends over for the game, when you combine Johnsonville sausage with UW football, you've just entered Badgerville. Badgerville, home of Jump Around, the fifth quarter, and juicy Johnsonville sausage, where the big red machine grinds out yet another victory. Ah, Badgerville, home of full, flavorful brats and authentic Italian sausage. Home of Johnsonville since 1945. They've been making the great-tasting sausage that powers the Big Red Machine on game day. Welcome to Badgerville.
As Mike Lucas and I talked about just a couple of minutes ago, you have the Penn State-Michigan game in Happy Valley on Saturday night, a whiteout going on there. It'll be a raucous atmosphere. And then Ohio State on Friday night makes the trip to Evanston to play Northwestern. Other games in the Big Ten coming up on Saturday. Purdue will be at Iowa. We'll see how the Hawkeyes bounce back after consecutive tough losses on the road to Michigan. And then on the home turf last Saturday night to Penn State, trying to get that offense going. The defense for Iowa, very good. Looking to get a little support from the other side of the ball. Unbeaten Minnesota, 6-0 for P.J. Fleck. The Gophers head east to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, a team that is struggling as badly as perhaps any program at the FBS level. In Indiana, 4-2 on the year. We'll also be heading east, taking on Maryland. Now the Terps were getting some early positive pub. That's changed. They are 3-up, 3-down, and the Hoosiers are a team that is a dangerous one. Obviously not on Wisconsin's schedule, but a pretty good-looking offense and a team that has every chance to get enough wins to be bowl eligible, trying to get to win number 5 on Saturday. The other news in the weekend, the Big Ten, the announcement a few days ago that Illinois and Nebraska will open the 2021 season in Ireland. That will be a week 0 game. They will play on August 28th. We mention that because in the next 3 years, the Badgers will have season openers against Big Ten teams. Next year, it will be at home to take on Indiana. In 2 years, they'll be home to take on Penn State. And in 3 years, Wisconsin will open the season again with a conference game against the Illinois Fighting Illini. Speaking of the Illini, our coverage for the 2019 edition of the matchup. Our coverage starts at 9 a.m. from Champaign. Kickoff set for 11 o'clock Central Time. It's the same story a week from Saturday when Wisconsin heads to Ohio State to face the Buckeyes. So a couple of early window games for the Badgers looking to remain unbeaten, taking on Illinois on Saturday in Champaign. We will talk to you then for some of the stations on our network. Stay with us. Badger Prime with Mike Heller and Jesse Temple from The Athletic coming up. Otherwise, the rest of us will chat with you Saturday in Champaign. Thanks for listening on the Badger.
To you by Great Dane Pub and Brewery. 5 Wisconsin locations, 4 in Madison, downtown Fitchburg, Hilldale, Eastside, and in Wausau. Your official Coach's Radio Show sponsor on the Badger Radio Network. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Badger Sports Network.